With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. More bloodshed today in Minnesota. A federal officer in Minneapolis has shot a person in the leg after being attacked with a shovel during an arrest. No decision yet on Minnesota's request to suspend the administration's immigration crackdown. Judge Catherine Menendez gave the government until Monday to respond to a request for that restraining order. The FBI has raided the home of a Washington Post reporter, all part of an investigation into a government contractor who's accused of leaking classified information. Attorney General Pam Bondi says agents searched the home of the journalist who allegedly was obtaining and reporting classified and illegally leaked information. President Trump says the leaker on Venezuela was found.
The leaker has been found, is in jail right now. So there could be some others, and we'll let you know about that. We're out on their trail. But the leaker has been found, and the leaker's in jail. We'll probably be in jail for a long time.
Senate Republicans blocking a war powers resolution opposed by the president. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Two GOP senators reversed their earlier votes of supporting the legislation, which would have limited President Trump's ability to conduct further attacks on Venezuela. After Senators Josh Hawley and Todd Young flipped, Vice President Vance cast the tie-breaking vote to defeat the resolution. Hawley and Young heard directly from the president and top administration officials who they say offered assurances of seeking congressional approval before any military action in Venezuela. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, a top Danish official says a fundamental disagreement over Greenland remains with President Trump after talks in Washington with Vice President J.D. Vance and also Secretary of State Marco Rubio. This is SRN News. A critical religious freedom case is underway in Canada.
Assisted suicide is legal in the country, but religious hospitals and pro-life hospice facilities do not want to participate. But a family in British Columbia is suing, demanding that such health care providers be forced to help people kill themselves. The Supreme Court of British Columbia is taking testimony in the case the rest of this month and is expected to deliver a verdict this year. That decision could affect religious freedom all across Canada. Michael Harrington reporting.
While the Supreme Court considers the issue of males competing against females in school sports, the people have already made up their minds. AP poll finds 60% of adults strongly favor state laws barring boys from playing on girls' teams. Just 20% are strongly or somewhat opposed to such laws. And about 25% of respondents say they simply don't care one way or the other. This is SRN News. We are learning more now about last year's crash of a UPS cargo jet. Here's Bob Agnew.
According to newly released NTSB findings, the same type of part that broke on the UPS MD-11 cargo plane that crashed in Louisville, Kentucky, had actually failed four times before on three different aircraft. Those failures were documented by Boeing back in 2011. The NTSB says the same component on the UPS jet had cracks that maintenance failed to catch. That engine separated from the aircraft just seconds after the November 4, 2025 takeoff. Bob Agnew reporting.
An astronaut needing medical care on the way back to Earth, their SpaceX capsules due to splash down off the coast of San Diego early Thursday morning. They should have been there until February, but NASA cut it short to seek treatment by doctors. It's the first ever medical evacuation in 65 years of human spaceflight. More details, srnnews.com.